Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died upon the cross for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. He shed his blood because he loved us. He shed his blood because he wants a relationship with you and I. And so this morning, again, I want to greet you in that precious name, and I'm going to continue to look at a couple verses in Hebrews chapter 6. We've talking about how Jesus learned obedience and how he's the author of eternal salvation, that unto all them that obey him, and how disobedience makes us dull of hearing, and so on. And yesterday morning we looked at what is perfection. Growth is perfection. And going to jump on down to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. It says, for these verses promote growth. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. And so here we have two scenarios. You know, it talks about the herbs, that how the rain comes down and they bring forth their fruit. And but verse 8 talks about, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected. That's again no growth. Those that are dull of hearing, those who are not able to that don't use their senses, have not their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. But the verse I want to focus on is verse 9. It says, but beloved. There's a but there. It's referring to those two verses that I just read. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. And so this is my prayer for you. But beloved, we are better, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. You know, there's a lot more to the Christian life than just getting born again. There's a lot more to the Christian life than just having your sins washed away. God wants growth. You know, for example, it talks about things that accompany salvation. I frame houses and I remodel houses, and you know, when I first frame a house, the shell is there, the foundation's there, and it's built, it's framed, but the inside is unfinished. You know, there are things, even though it's a house, there are things that can accompany this house and make it better. Make it, you know, there's windows and doors that can be put in that make it, that accompany the house. And it can go even further. There's insulation and drywall and flooring and kitchen cabinets and bathtubs, and all these things accompany the house to make it more functional, make it better. And that's in a lot of ways that the Christian life is. As we go on and walk with the Lord, there are things that accompany salvation as we grow and walk with the Lord. Look at verse 10. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. You know, there's God has things for us to do as Christians. Many Christians get born again, but they never work for the Lord. You know, this verse says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. There are things that accompany salvation, just like a house, a newly built house. It's undone, but there's other things that accompany the house that will make it fit and prepared for the master's use, for the person that wants to move in it, so that they can live and function. And it's the same way for us as Christians. You know, God as things that accompany salvation. The scripture says in Timothy, it says, talks about purging ourselves that we are prepared and meet for the master's use unto every good work. You know, God has things that accompany salvation. Verse 11, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Now look at verse 12, that ye be not slothful. Many Christians, professing Christians, are slothful today. They're just bench warmers. They go to church on Sunday, and that's the end of their Christianity. But God, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So verse 12 says that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So God has many promises. You know, for example, Peter says, blessed be the God and Father, which hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God has a storehouse of spiritual blessings that he wants to pour out upon us as we labor and minister and do minister in towards his name. And so we just need to pray that God open up our eyes that we may see and receive these spiritual blessings that you already have blessed us with in Christ Jesus. And so that we can experience these things that accompany salvation. So this morning, are you experiencing those better things that accompany salvation? Or are you only just professing Christianity and that's as far as your Christianity goes? Because God has better things for us. So this morning, I just want to encourage you and inspire you to look into some of those better things. Those things that accompany salvation that God has for us as Christians, as believers in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.